views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Psychic radio show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. So again, our topic is...
Our topic is how do you know when you're getting a good reading and what are the things you should look for in a fake and a real medium? And
the best way to go to somebody, I mean, sometimes people don't have somebody that they can... go to, you know, the best way is referral. That's your number one.
Absolutely.
That's the number one is referral. As far as, that's the ultimate best way. As far as, trying people out, you know, again, it's a shot in the dark, unless if you have a really good referral and, you know, if they're within your budget, because, you know, some, you know, mediums and psychics are more expensive or less expensive than others. So it's just, you know, sometimes it is a crapshoot, but at the same token, try to go through a referral or somebody who has clout or check their website out, you know.
Or even somebody who's had a really, really good reading from someone that really she touched or he touched on something that they were absolutely looking for, and they got in touch with family members and they were dead balls on. That is a good referral. I would definitely go to that person.
So right now we have a very wonderful, wonderful person all the way from New Jersey, the other side of the world. Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Hey, Deb.
Hey, Artie. Hi, Sky. How are you?
It's I'm so good, good Debbie. How are you?
What's the word in the hood?
I have had the best readings from you from ever, and I love seeing you at expos. So thank you again. For all of that.
Thank you so much. I have a question.
Thank you so much.
All right, everybody, you got the referrals.
Definitely at the top.
She will.
I know.
You can't get better. And he's not paying me.
What?
But also, like you're talking about luck, and with another Debbie that you spoke to, I said, oh, my God, that even sounds like me. With all the multiple numbers, I always see all these 111s on the clocks all the time, and they always just keep coming up. And I always do the white bubble of energy to surround me. But right now I need some, like, maybe help or guidance or something from you guys. Because I am trying to get back. What?
I want to tell you that what would mean something for one person doesn't necessarily mean the same thing for another. If you're saying triple numbers on the clock and you're going to that, you're gravitating to those numbers constantly, it could mean that your angels are around you or they need to, or you need to connect with them a little more. Like when you see the number 444. That means that your angels are there at that exact moment and they want you to talk to them and confide in them and ask them for help.
When you see a string of fives, that means you're going through changes or that you need to make changes. When you see a string of fives, get ready for changes. If you're seeing a string of threes, that means the ascended masters are around you at that time. Ascended masters meaning like, you know, Moses, Jesus, St. Mary, you know, all those powerful energies, all those powerful spirits are around you at that time.
And you're headed for a change. And they're leading you to that.
But Doreen Virtue, Doreen Virtue has a phenomenal book. Actually, she has a couple of books on numbers, and she tells you exactly what all the numbers mean. And she literally goes from 000 all the way up through all the numbers in the hundreds to 999, and every single number has a meaning to it. And it's amazing. It really is. When I'm driving and I see a string of the same numbers, like I'm at a license, you know, I'm driving up the freeway or just driving period, and I'm looking at different license plates and the numbers are coming up very consistently, I automatically look at that book because I keep a book in my van and I keep a book in my car.
He does both.
Yeah.
I know it.
and I see what they're trying to tell me in that moment. And sometimes I do have some fears in me about, you know, finances or money or situations, whatever. And the angels in that moment will tell me, let go of your fears. Don't worry. Don't obsess. Or they'll tell me that I'm on the right direction, or just, you know, if you want more money, just keep going through your spirituality work and it will manifest. And it's amazing. It's like there's a little angel sitting on my shoulder that's like talking to my insides, to the depth of my being, you know, explaining exactly how I feel and exactly what I'm thinking. And it's amazing. It really is.
Now, Doreen Virtue also has an app. If you have an iPhone, you can pick up her app with those numbers that Artie was saying instead of the book. If you're on the go all the time and you don't have the ability to carry it, this big thick book with you, she has an app. Go to the iTunes store and you can purchase it so that anytime you see it, you can just put that app open and see what's going on.
Okay, good to know. How about the, like, four ones?
1111.
Because
one,
I always see the
411.
Like the beginning, or the beginning of something new. Okay. I'm not
100%. Starting, yeah, starting of new beginnings.
Yes.
I think that's what that is. I think you're right on that one. I do. I feel like that. Yeah, that means you're starting new beginnings, or new beginnings are about to start for you.
Yes.
But what I'm getting is that, Dev, you have a habit of being fickle, and you change your mind. I get the feeling that you have a habit of changing your mind a lot, and that you don't set yourself in stone and become dedicated enough in a particular direction to see things thoroughly through.
Like you lose interest quickly.
Or you give up hope easily, and you shouldn't.
Yeah,
that
I
right?
do. I give up hope easily. That I do. I don't know. I don't know about like people. Maybe I am, but I do like, you know. When after a while, it, you know, it just get to me, and I just said, "Okay, I've had it."
Well, don't. So, when you're feeling like you had it, give yourself a breather, take a nice deep breath, and continue. Because sometimes our spirit world and our angels want to know that if they're going to be giving you this kind of information, they want a commitment from you, because they are giving you more than you could ever know. So they want somebody around that's going to keep that commitment and go through with it.
You know, a lot of people push and push and push towards their project, or push and push and push towards their ideas, whether you're a writer, whether you're a creator, whatever it is. And a lot of people just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and it seems like the harder they push, the harder things seem to get, or they're not getting far enough. As fast as they'd like. Mm-hmm. And what you have to do is you got to take a break from everything and just chill out. Literally, you need to take a break and just let your brains air out, just so that you could relax, and then the creativity could come around and the abundance could come around. But people who keep on pushing and pushing and pushing and don't know how to stop, you know, because they're obsessed with their success. Mm-hmm. They're obsessed with making things happen. You know, you have to take a little chill pill. There's a time to push and there's a time to lay back, and you have to know, you know, when's the right time. Also, when you're pushing in a particular direction, you know, your instincts will tell you, does this feel right, you know?
And to just elaborate a little bit on what Artie said, when you're doing that and you are kicking back, don't give up hope on that original plan. Keep that in the back of your mind to go back to. Don't start something new.
Okay.
Go back to the original plan. Because all Artie is telling you right now is you're taking a sabbatical from the original plan that was set forth for you. Don't change it. Don't say, this is not going to work. I'm going to change it to something else. Don't.
Yeah.
If your original thought and idea is to go in a particular direction and you really want to see positive results from it,
and you know,
just because you get a block in the moment,
right,
it doesn't mean that it's not meant to be. Don't say, that's a sign I shouldn't be doing it. If your heart feels that you want something to happen, you could will it to happen. You know, and if you need money for projects or money for situations, and you're asking a few people and you're getting no's, they're the ones that are just telling you, I'm the one who can't help you. It doesn't mean that you don't deserve to have the money or the opportunity. It's just that you got to keep on pushing and trying with different people or different avenues until you achieve your goal. When, you know, hope is a very funny kind of word, because it has two extreme meanings. Hope, like when you're in a situation that you want to happen, you don't tell me, I hope I get it, I hope it pulls through. You know, don't give hope an option. Don't give failure an option. But when there are situations out of your control, or you're wishing good things on behalf of other people, I hope they pull through. I hope they, you know, become successful. I hope they get better. All right. And through your prayers and positive thoughts, you know, then, you know, you're sending good energy for things to happen. But when it comes to your own personal life and your personal desires, I don't like the word hope. It's like it's going to happen. And it might not happen as fast as I like, but you don't stop trying until you accomplish your goal. And like I said, sometimes you have to take a break from that energy just so you could air out your brains, because pushing too hard, it's like running an engine without oiling it. You have to give yourself a break.
Have you ever read the book,
is it called Angels That Flew Out of My Mind?
It's the one that it's a power of positive thinking, law of attraction. What's the name of that book?
The Power of Now?
No, it's The Power of Positive Attraction.
Positive thinking?
No, it's like an S. The Secret. And did you read that?
Yeah.
Okay. In that book, then you know that if you continually focus on one thing, even if you have to take a break from it, if you focus on one thing, that'll happen. You're putting it out there. You're putting it out there in the universe. Okay? So like Audie says, even if you have to take a break and relax for a while, continue to go back.
Yeah, don't give up on yourself.
Right.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling in, Deb. It was a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for that beautiful testimonial.
Okay. Thanks, Deb.
Okay. Bye. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Take care now. All right, everybody.
Thanks,
if you want to call in and speak with Sky and I right now, just call 800-930-2819. And Sky, if somebody wants a personal reading from you,
908-500-1474.
And to get a personal reading from myself, it's 877-ANGEL-02. So stick around, everybody, because the dynamic duo, of Sky and Artie, we'll eventually get it together. So stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I love you.
Each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all of this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Like Sky and I were saying before, as far as when you know you're getting a good reading, you know, it's very important to feel comfortable with the person. It's the ambiance, it's the atmosphere. Also, as far as, you know, just energy attracts to energy. It's as simple as that. And, you know, a lot of people, when they come into my place in Woodbridge, New Jersey, when they come to see me in person, I've created a very serene atmosphere, and people always comment on that. And, like I said, it's about, is the reader compassionate? You know, are they willing to listen, or is it just what they're saying? You could tell when somebody's just being genuine. You could tell when somebody is just, you know, given natural information without you always having to feel like you have to give them everything. Like, you know, when Sky and I read, you know, it's important for you to tell us as far as, you know, like we were just talking with Tanil from South Africa, you know, she was just, you know, giving us a general feel of what her business is. And then all of a sudden, all the answers started to come. You know, not that we have to know everything in detail. You know, there's a lot of times where, you know, doing a reading for somebody, and a person might not agree with what I'm saying, or they're saying no, 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 or they have this look like on their face, like they got to go to the bathroom really bad, you know? And it's like, I don't really pay attention to people and their facial expressions. I usually have my eyes closed or I'm looking away, and I stay in my zone. And Sky, when she gets going, it's like she's like a Scud missile. She just gives you the information. You know, there are no prisoners. She just goes through it. She tells it like it is. I tell it like it is. And, you know, you want to be able to be with somebody who speaks with confidence and who's compassionate. I've also heard of somebody, I'm not going to mention names, but I've also heard of people that, you know, they were very good, but their personalities were just brutal. You know, some people are just too blunt. You know, there's a way to deliver news. Because a lot of people will ask me, you know, Artie, do you deliver bad news? You know, and I tell people, well, I call it hard news, but I said, if we're going to get any kind of hard news, then the angels will give us the answers on how to overcome your obstacles.
That's right.
You know, but when somebody says to me, as soon as they sit down, listen, I don't want to hear any bad news. I just want to hear good stuff. And then I give them lolly da stuff, you know, nothing super deep and significant. You know, I mean, it's about their life and it's a course of events, but it's nothing super, super deep. And they'll go, well, that's it. Well, you know, you kind of,
you don't want me to,
you kind of directed, you kind of directed the energy force that you just only wanted this, you know? So it's like, especially when it comes to their kids, I don't want to hear anything bad. And then I love the people who say, give it to me. Whatever you got, just give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we just tell it like it is.
Most of my clients, they like to hear a whole ball of wax. But I think, like, in my case...
And we do have tissues.
Yes. We carry
tissues.
We have stock.
We have stock.
We have stock.
And stock. Tissues. Kleenex.
With aloe. Listen, when I usually do a reading, I usually ask them... If whatever I hear, do you want to hear? And I have an obligation to the spirit world. If they believe that their loved ones can hear this information, and they know better than I do, then these people are entitled to hear. Now, if they don't want to hear anything negative, why are you coming to a reading when you know that you're losing your house, your husband's got cancer, you broke your foot, your dog is on his deathbed? If you don't want to hear any of this stuff, why do you come?
Yeah, now some people...
It's so funny.
What's interesting is, like, you know, there's girls who will come to see me, and they said, I try to get my boyfriend or my husband to come here, but they refuse to.
Yeah, men are not...
No, but a lot of times, that's actually a red flag, because they don't want me to read into any dirt that's going on behind the scenes.
Yes, but you know what? And I know you've come across this. Our guides will never embarrass, or they will never allow us to say anything that their loved ones will not appreciate. I know that in my case all the time. Like, if they'll give me a certain, they'll give me an inclination that they'll understand, but they will never allow me to delve into the deep and dirty.
Right.
But if they're telling me what to say, I have an obligation to my spirit to allow that person to hear what they're saying, because that's why they're there.
Right.
And I know from a lot of experience that they will not allow me to give them harsh and down and dirty dirt that they would be embarrassed by.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to death, you know, people say, you know, I have actually gotten messages of people's, you know, when it's going to happen as far as
so have I.
And I don't tell. I don't tell anybody because it totally will change the quality of somebody's
absolutely.
Life. And I think that's absolutely cruel, and I don't think it's right. And any reader who does tell people when somebody's going to die or their pass or any, you know, it's like sometimes people just need to experience life for what it is. And, you know, like, you know, in our previous show, you know, you think you want to know everything, and really, I don't think, you know, you really don't, you think you want to know everything about your kids also. Trust me, you lose your hair, you go gray, you'll become Woody Allen, the second, the third.
I love Woody Allen.
You know, so do I. He's very funny.
Yeah,
he's so clever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
and
he's clever.
And he's, like, so dry. Love his comment. But, no, I think what Artie's trying to say, too, is, you know, spirit is not going to give you more than you can handle in any situation. And if spirit does say a date, I don't give it to them, only because, you know, if anything can happen. We all have free will. Doctors come up with things all the time, all remedies that they might not think would have helped you in the first place, but now they're trying it as a last-ditch effort, and it's going to work. So I never really put these people in a position where I say, you know, on January 3rd, get your things in order, because it's, you're going to die. I would never say that, ever. No. And I usually give it three chances because, like I said, my spirits will only tell me what they want them to know. If I first hear it and I give it three more times, and if they say it for the fourth time altogether, then I have an obligation to the spirit world to get that message across.
Right.
But I won't put it like, oh, honey, you're going to die. No. I would say, go to the doctor.
Right.
And I would tell them, ask them to check for this, this, and this.
Right. I never tell anybody if I feel like they have cancer.
No.
I would just say, no, because what happens if you're wrong and you're creating this neurotic situation? And so what I would do is, like you just said, I'm getting an issue in your heart area. I'm getting an issue in the brain area. I'm getting, you need to see something. Go to the doctor, this kind of a doctor. And I will specifically see what kind of a doctor that they should, see. But it was really funny. I was in an Italian restaurant. I might have told you this once before, but it's a funny story. I'm going to say it again. But I'm in this Italian restaurant, pizzeria, and the guys know me. They know me there, but they don't know everything about me. And so here I am, the reader, and the waitresses are coming up to me, and I'm giving them a couple of little mini readings. And so the guys behind the counter who's making the pizza, the Italian Guidos, the ones with attitude. And so they go, Artie, he goes, that's, he says, what are you doing with the women? I don't believe in this. He says, what are you selling here? What do you got? And he goes, yeah, if you're so good, he goes, then tell me, what am I thinking right now? What am I thinking? And so I said, I know exactly what you're thinking. You're thinking that I'm doing what I'm doing just to get the girls. You think that I'm just telling them what they want to hear. And you think everything of what I have to say is a bunch of bull crap. He goes, damn, you're good.
You are good.
And you're better.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Scott, before we go for a break, what's your phone number so everyone could know?
Okay, sweeties out there. My number is 908-500-1474.
If you want to get blown out of the water like you've never heard before, give Sky a call. 908-500-1474. My website, if you want to check out, what I look like behind the scenes, go to artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com, and you can call me at 877-ANGEL-02 if you'd like to have an Artie party or if you want to get a private reading for myself, 877-ANGEL-02. So stick around, everybody, because the dynamic duo of Sky and Artie are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I remember I was lying in my bed. Couldn't have been no more than one or two. And I remember there was a radio coming from the room next door. My mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and the music's seeping through,
tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all of this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Oh, darling, please believe me. I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You know, what's really exciting for Sky and I that just happened is that we just got our new business cards, and I am so proud of our business cards. I mean, both of us.
They look wonderful.
They really do. They look super wonderful. And, you know, a lot of times, I have to be honest, I'm not that thrilled with myself in pictures, but the last few pictures that have been taken of me, like professionally or whatnot, it's like, wow, thank God there's about 100 pictures to choose from, because you can always catch that one.
I know.
Where the light just hit just right, or that moment. And the day we took pictures on your farm,
yeah,
on your horse farm, for our business cards, I was like dead tired.
I know.
And I was thinking to myself, oh my God, how are we possibly going to take a good picture, you know? And then when they came out, like everyone who looks like, oh my God, you know.
It works to your advantage, because you had that look on your face and you were in deep concentration.
I was deep tired. It was painful. Like I have my, you'll see, it's like I have a small squint to my eyes. I'm struggling to stay awake.
But you look so spiritual, as if the spirit was speaking to you at that very moment. That's what your card looks like to me.
Yeah. Oh, I got to tell you about this awesome day that I just had yesterday. Yesterday, you know, I'm going to tell everybody, I have a window cleaning business besides doing my spiritual stuff. And I've had it for 30 years, and I have a, you know, it's pretty successful. And it's called Peeping Tom's Window Cleaning.
I think that's the most adorable name. Oh, my God. Who figured that out?
Yeah.
It was you. Had to be you.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was. I saw somebody, my overall name is called Bright Idea Cleaning. All right. And I was in a neighborhood and giving somebody an estimate. And while I was driving up the street, I saw somebody else on a ladder, out a window, the second floor window, and they were cleaning somebody's window. And I said, oh my God, how funny is that? peeping, and he looks like a peeping Tom. And I'm thinking to myself, peeping Tom's window cleaning. I go, oh my God. And I kept on laughing and laughing and laughing. And so I threw an ad in the paper the following week on peeping Tom to see if I would get a response. And the phone calls were coming in.
That's a great name.
And so many people were laughing on my machine saying, yeah. Wow, what a name, what a name. And I had this one lady one time call me up and she says, you know, I got to tell you, she goes, I wasn't even looking for a window cleaner. I was looking for the name of a lawyer, and I opened up the yellow pages, and, like, your ad was the first one that I happened to see, and it made me laugh so much. She goes, I want to get my windows done. And I said, great. Now, mind you, because of that name, I've also lost business. Yeah, because people, you know, if they have personal issues or weird things about that.
Insecurities.
You know, I've lost business because of that also. But, I mean, the positive has way outweighed, you know, losing.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a sense of humor, you're not going to call me. So, and that's perfectly okay. But my day yesterday was awesome. So I go to see my friend Jennifer, who lives in Greenwich, Connecticut, which is a beautiful area of America.
Oh.
It's like the land of the wealthy and the rich and famous.
A
lot of famous people are out in that area also. So I go out there. And it's only about an hour, 20 minutes, hour and a half away from where I live, if there's no traffic. And we're supposed to, like, spend the day together and, like, go to the beach and just chill out. And I was so tired. I was struggling to stay awake because I didn't get much sleep. So after I did this, you know, window cleaning job, I got there a little later, and it was about 2 o'clock. I was hoping to get there by 12, but I got there about 2. And so she's making this homemade pizza, which was out of this world. And I didn't know what to expect, but it was really, really good. And she goes, all right, let's do a barter system. She goes, I need a reading right now. I said, okay. She goes, and I'll give you a massage, because she's a professional masseuse. She has hands of gold. Her hands, like, melt into your skin while she's massaging you. She's amazing. And so I said to her, I said, all right, so while we were having our pizza, I started to read. She goes, no, we can wait till after. I said, no, you want to catch me while I'm in the zone. Right now, my stomach is satisfied. I'm in the zone. So I'm giving her a reading, and her father pulled through, which is really cool. And so she was very, very happy and flattered about what I had to say to her. And I said, Jen, I want to go to the beach. She goes, well, do you want to go kayaking, or do you want to go to the beach? I said, no, I want to go to the beach. I want to chill out. I want to do a whole lot of nothing, just relax in the sun. She goes, all right. I go, I just need 15 minutes. Just give me 15 minutes to relax and let me sleep. I need to go into that dead sleep so I could be. I'm the one that needs those power naps. I definitely need a power nap to get my juices flowing for the rest of the day. If I'm hurting, I need my power nap. Not always, but only when I'm hurting. So all of a sudden, all right, I go on her couch, which is comfortable as can be. I go on her couch, and then all of a sudden I wake up. And I'm looking around, and I felt like I've been out for a long time. And I asked I said, how long have I been sleeping? And I didn't even look at the clock yet. And I said, a voice spoke to me in my head. I said, an hour and a half. I go, no. And I looked at my clock on my phone, and she let me sleep for an hour and a half. I go, Jen, I said, we were supposed to go to the beach. I said, why did you wake me up after 50 minutes? She goes, oh, Ari, and we haven't seen each other in like 5 months or so, 4 or 5 months. So she goes, Ari, you look so peaceful. She goes, I didn't want to bother you, and I just let you sleep. You needed it. She goes, I could tell you needed it. So then after I went for my nice nap, she goes, come on, let me give you your massage, because I had to leave by a certain time to get home and to do certain responsibilities, and she needed it. She goes, let me just give you your massage. She goes, and then you go home, and we'll meet up again. I go, oh, my God. So then she was only supposed to work on me for a half hour. She was with me for over an hour. She gave me the hot stone.
Oh,
my God. Talk about
amazing.
Big heaven. Oh, my God.
I want to tell you
what
something.
A day.
I want
what
to tell
a
you
day
something.
I had.
I'm feeling right now for her that she needs, when she does her massages, she needs to put a green plant on the right side of her and a green plant on the left side, a real one, because that'll absorb any negative energy that she's bringing in. Because when you're a masseuse, don't forget, you're releasing negative energy in that person.
Right.
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
And
yeah.
She needs to have 2 green plants.
To absorb it.
Yeah. Otherwise, she's going to become very depressed.
Uh-huh. And she has before, yeah.
Yeah, and she's not going to know why. And that's the reason. Let those plants absorb all that negativity. and let her, and that's good for anybody else who's listening that is a masseuse. You need to have two green plants on either side of you to release that negative energy that you're bringing in from your client.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to tell her that.
I will. I definitely will. Also, what's really good for absorbing negative energy, and I have tried this, if you put white flowers in different rooms of your house, white flowers absorb all
yes.
negative energy also.
Yes.
It could be white carnations. It could be white roses. By putting, it can't be silk. It's got to be live. You know, but carnations don't cost much money at all. So if you put white carnations throughout your house, or if you want roses, it will absorb the negative energy because, you know, a lot of people, you know, some people's homes, when you walk in there, there's this heaviness
yes.
to it. It's just the people's energy.
Yes.
And it really works. It really does
yes.
work. And I can't wait to tell Jennifer about the green plants.
Yes. And another
Thank
tip,
you.
If you put a green plant by your back door, you will attract money. You will attract money.
Really?
Yes. It has to be a back door, and it has to be another green plant.
Why don't you have, like, apples?
I do.
It works.
This is my side, my back. I have green plants at my back door, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
Are you kidding?
What are you telling me? What are you kidding?
What are you kidding me?
I never heard of such a thing. Of course
Please.
I'm going to have it.
Please. It's a botanical garden.
There you go, the botanical garden. That's what I meant. I couldn't think quick enough.
Yes, I do. It works.
That's really good. See, you get all different kinds of information here on with the dynamic duel.
Yes. Well, look at the alcohol of you. At any cost.
At any cost. We don't care how much it costs.
Right.
Give us a call. No, but if anybody wants to chime in to either speak your thoughts or to get a reading from Sky and I during the show, feel free to give us a call at 800-930-2819, and we'll be happy to give you a reading. But there's only one more caller that we could take before our show is going to be wrapped up.
I can't believe 2 hours away.
Well, not quite. We're at the hour and 45 minutes
right.
mark coming up. So.
Yeah, well, we're
I know, yeah, after that. Okay. Not even 50 minutes. It goes by very fast. That's why we had to extend it 2 hours.
I know. We need three.
Yeah. There you go.
Listen.
Yes. It's like the Honeymooner Marathon. We're on our 12th.
I know.
We're on our 12th.
You know what I love about this show? I love that we get so many repeat callers.
Yeah.
So we really must be doing something helpful.
And you want to know something, and I didn't tell you this before, but I do get emails of people saying how much they love listening to us.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, as soon as my webpage goes up, maybe I can get some feedback. And I would love feedback. I really want feedback because this way I know what you're thinking and your views and what we've said to you has really meshed and made your life better. Because that's what we're all about.
Well, it gives us direction also.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives us direction. Whenever you give anybody a feedback, whether it be negative or positive, it doesn't have to be all negative,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be all positive. But, you know, it's good to hear from both sides.
We'd love it.
Sky, if somebody wants to get a private reading from you.
908-500-1474.
And I promise you will not be disappointed when you call Sky. As far as myself, it's 877-ANGEL-02. And for that one last caller who might want to call in, it's 800-930-2819. And you're listening to Artie and Sky. You're on the Angels and Answers show with the Dynamic Duo. So stay back because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
It's a wonder I can think at all. And my life. Hasn't hurt enough. I can read the writing on the wall.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Now, somewhere in the Black Mountain Hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. One day, his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm going to get that boy. So one day, he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Right now, in this moment, I am sending my web person a message. So, because we got to get things rolling with our website a little more for Sky. So, but, as far as the person who has created my website, I am so proud of it. So proud of my website.
And he's fantastic.
Yeah. Ryan Williams has done such a great, great job on my website. So if you want to see an incredible design and the setup, I mean, he really is amazing.
He really is.
And
I got to tell you.
He stepped up my game by tenfold as far as the quality of how to present myself. And you want to know something? Anything that you're selling, you have to market yourself. You know, it's all in the way that you present your product will determine the price of what it is you're selling. It's very important as far as for a showcase because people believe what they see. So it's very important to present a beautiful ambiance of whatever it is you're selling, you know.
But he's very honest. He'll never, like, embellish what we can do because we've asked him not to do that.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychics.
And if you need somebody to really assist you, onto, you know, get your website rolling or to make it look better or to attract, you know, more people to your website or, you know, you need more bites, you know, I'm pretty sure Ryan has his number on my website, which is, ArtieHoffman.com. So as far as, again, what we were talking about, it as far as getting a good reading, that again, the best way is through referrals or to check out websites and to see what people are about. And testimonials are important, too. There's a spiritual convention coming up in Pennsylvania in November. And Valley Forge.
Valley Forge.
I forgot the name of it. I will give you the name next week. You're going to have to listen in. And also in November, Sky and I are going to be in
Arizona.
We're going to be going to the convention out there called Celebrate Your Life. We're not going as a participant. We're going as spectators, but, you know, all the heavy hitters are going to be out there. You know, Lisa Williams will be out there, and I think James Van Praagh will be out there. I don't know. He seems to be out there. I know. And, but a lot of major names are going to be out there.
Is John Edwards coming?
I don't know. John Edwards or Dr. Wayne Dyer. He's been to those places, you know.
I love John Edwards.
But they have somebody always, Neil Donald Walsh. Conversations with God. I think he might be there. But, you know, check out Celebrate Your Life. It's a wonderful, wonderful convention. And, you know, they give classes throughout the entire, it's a full weekend thing. You know, I think you could buy it just for a day, but to get the most out of it, you're going to want to be there the whole weekend. And, Charity.
I am looking so forward to it.
Yeah. So, hopefully you will too, but Charity and I are going to be extending our trip.
So will I.
Yeah, good. Because, you know, we got to see Sedona.
Yes.
And all that other fun stuff while we're out there. So that's really cool. I've been to Sedona a few times, and the energy and the beauty is amazing out there.
Of course it is. It's all Native American.
Yeah. Of course.
What do you expect? I'm going home. Well, they're not actually my actual tribe, but we consider ourselves all one nation. We are what they call international. It's an international race because there's not enough of one Native tribe to make a difference. So we're intertribal. So when we get together in powwows, we're all intertribal. And it's a sad thing that we don't have enough of one particular nation to make a difference, a voice, you know, in our culture. And it's very sad. But we're all about love, and we're all about helping others, and we're all about spirituality. And the most important thing in our lives is living the talk, not just walking the talk, but live in the talk.
Yeah, just because somebody goes to church every week.
Yeah.
Or they say they pray a lot, or, you know, it doesn't make them necessarily a good person.
Right.
You know, it's how you treat your human mankind, and not taking advantage of others, and not taking advantage of other people's vulnerabilities, and, you know, and it is about being compassionate to others and helping out others. That is the most religious way of living, the most spiritual way of living.
Yes.
You know?
And making sure that our elders, you know, to American Indian people, our elders are like gems. They're like fine gemstones because they've lived so long, they can tell the stories. And don't forget, our culture is one of oral tradition. So they know the stories, and they share it with the little ones, and they shared it with us when we were little, and now we share it with our kids, and this is the way our culture continues.
Yeah, the Indian people are very much so into taking care of their own.
So, yes, they are. They're beautiful people.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of Americans is like, just put them over there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, because, well, unfortunately, a lot of people, two people have to work full time. It's not that, it's also a lot of people want to, but they can't because they don't have the time as far as the quality time, because some people do. I mean, like, what do you do when, you know, your elderlies or certain family members need a lot of extra health care?
You hire a nurse.
Yeah, you know, you hire a nurse, but at the same token, it's like a lot of people are struggling with two incomes and taking
care
of themselves. And what's free?
It's free.
What's free?
You can go through Social Security, and you can actually get a nurse that is absolutely free. They will take this part of their Social Security if they live home with you, and they will watch them, feed them, clean them, and be with them at all times.
Really? I never knew that.
I know, because my mom is living with my sister, and they have, each one of them have a job, and what they did is went through Social Security, and Social Security Administration gave them a full-time nurse.
Wow.
Yes, and it's all part of the Social Security check.
How many hours a day?
Oh, all day long, 24/7. And then they
really?
She stays there, let's say 5 days a week, and she's off to and another one comes.
Right.
And then Monday she'll come back again. And she's a part of the family. We love her.
Wow.
Yes, and she's always with my mom, always. She never leaves her alone for a second.
Wow, that's
so there's
amazing.
No excuse. There's absolutely no excuse.
All right. Well, yeah, you know, it's funny because I saw a sign at a restaurant, you know, it was actually on the email, but it was in front of the restaurant. It was in front of the restaurant and it said we don't offer any senior citizens discounts. They say, you've been here longer than everyone else. You should have saved up your money. There are no senior citizens discounts at this restaurant.
I love it. It's like in God we trust. Everybody else pays cash.
Everyone else pays cash, exactly. I thought that was so funny when I saw that.
That is funny. You got to admit.
But right now, unfortunately, we have to wrap up. Time flies super, super,
wow.
super fast. So... Sky, it was a pleasure as always.
Of course.
It was a pleasure as always. It was a pleasure talking to our guests.
Always.
Yeah.
Call up, guys. Call up. Don't be shy.
Yeah, give us a call. I promise you, you're gonna be very, 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 very happy.
Very, very happy, my darling.
So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless everybody who is listening right now.
And everybody who's not.
Right. And may God bless you with lots of health, happiness, and prosperity. May your angels intervene into your life. To grant you and to bless you with all the miracles that you need to give you a happy and a quality life.
And please remember, call God into your life and call in your angels. They're waiting for you.
Yes, they are your best friends. Trust me. Don't look at them as separate from you. Look at them as your best friends. And when you ask, you shall receive.
Absolutely.
Okay, everybody. Until next week, God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.